Aren't you thankful He's brought us together for a Bible study? Hallelujah. I'm grateful that you love the Lord. I'm thankful that you love Jesus. And praise God, His faithfulness is evident in us getting together to read the Word of God together. Praise His name. All right, let's open up our Bibles, Ephesians chapter 6. And we'll begin reading from the 10th verse. And last week, we started getting into the warfare of the believer. The whole armor of God. And praise the Lord how He has called us to stand and to withstand, and having done all, to stand. God is able. God wants us to receive the vision of His love for us, brothers and sisters. And in that, tonight, we're going to journey in to the beginning of taking and putting on the whole armor of God. All right, the 10th verse. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And tonight, brothers and sisters, we're going to break it open in verse 14. And it says there, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now, I don't want you to get too concerned because you're thinking, oh, my goodness. Well, you better be thankful. I almost couldn't get through stand. Now, the endless depth of the Word of God, how wonderful. But listen to what He says here. Stand therefore. See, this is the beginning, brothers and sisters. It is. So you're never going to put on the whole armor of God. You're not even going to start to put on it at all until you stand. Confidence in Him to see the possibilities in the Lord. As He told to His prophet who was just weary and beaten down, arise. Arise. Hallelujah. The beginning of putting on the whole armor of God sees the completed, finished, perfect work in Christ. And takes hold and accepts the unspeakable, undeserved, unending, unfailing love that He has for us. Do you see where guilt can come in? Self-condemnation? Self-pity? We talk about self, self, self all the time. You'll never arise in that state. By the grace of God, see your life in Christ. Christ in me is the hope of glory. In that, He says, take it. It's freely yours. Come boldly to the throne. God just wants you to see what His life, what His plan, what His provision is, and to take hold of it. And we know that that's all grace. Now remember, as we get into this as well too, this isn't speaking about the beginning of a relationship with Jesus Christ. These are the Ephesian saints, the saints of Ephesus, the Spirit-filled saints. These are the Philadelphia saints in Ephesus that have received the message of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And now Paul is wrapping it up. And the Holy Spirit is giving them final instruction. I'm excited about this tonight. I believe the Lord is giving us final instruction. This Word of God pertains today. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And how much more it pertains even today, in a sense, because the coming of the Lord could be tonight. Hallelujah. Preparing for the coming of the Lord, just as these saints. But here is the Holy Spirit giving them the final instruction on how to prepare to be found in Christ, only having His righteousness as His readied wife. Hallelujah. That's how I want to be found. How about you? Amen. So what the Lord is saying here is He's saying, arise. Arise to what I have called you to. You're not arising because you feel good. You're not arising because you think you did something great. You're not arising because you think you're worthy in yourself because you did something good. I pray to God that Cain took care of that for each and every one of us. He tilled and he toiled and he worked that ground. And here he came with his offering to the Lord. And God refused it because it was his own self work. Know that. Your labor's not going to get it done. Your effort's not going to get it done. Your religiousness is not going to get it done. It's by my Spirit. And that Spirit is only the grace of God. Now, he's saying, at attention. Can you hear him say this? I love to hear this. At attention. I am the captain of your salvation. You are my workmanship. My grace will finish you as my readied wife. These are the promises of God, brothers and sisters. This is great grace calling out in this whole armor that he has here. And he's saying now, take it and take all of it, and it will cause you to abide faithful till I come. Praise the Lord. And that's what he's given us. Now this is the all-inclusive, freely given grace of God, brothers and sisters. And we know in that, that Jesus Christ to us is always having all sufficiency in all things. So you and me, or I, will superabound to every good work. Hallelujah. And this is what he is after. Now, as we start into this, a wondrous meaning of this word stand is it means to stand in the presence of others and in the midst of. Now, as Christians, by the grace of God, I would hope that we are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, that we can stand in the midst of this world as lights and not worrying about what somebody else thinks of us. But this stand in standing in others and in the midst of, I believe, even has a superior meaning here. Now, last week we saw, when we went over to Revelation in the third chapter, the Philadelphia saints, those that are spared from the hour of temptation, the tribulation that shall come upon the earth, praise God, they're raptured. The first fruit after Christ, that's praise God, the ones that will meet him in the air. And it's wonderful because we know that it says that they are pillars. They stand as pillars in the house of the Lord. Well, I would hope that by the grace of God, we can live that vision right now. As Brother Paul said, I glory in that man. Do you have the vision by God's grace that he will make you that pillar in the house of the Lord? I love that. I want to share in that high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to win him because I know it is his desire that he is giving out to us. And brothers and sisters, why not? We're seated in the heavens in Christ right now. Are you going to continue to allow a worldly vision to captivate your thoughts? Are you going to get a heavenly vision? Are you going to see things the way that God wants you to see them? Are you going to take the dove's eyes and see the eternity that God wants us to live in right now, the wonderful heavens in Christ? And here we are, I would think, in the presence of others. Hallelujah, you and me, us in Christ, rejoicing in our heavenly state, boldly before the throne of God. Are we there tonight? Are you rejoicing in the grace of God by faith, saying, Lord, I'm confident that I am growing because of your grace and your grace alone, from glory to glory, even into the very image of you. That's not just something that say, well, you're cocky, or you think you're just real proud about that stuff. No, I'm proud of the gospel of Christ. And I'm thankful to God it is the power of God unto salvation. And he's the captain of my salvation. And I am his workmanship. And these are promises, and they are yea and amen. And I want to approach this by the grace of God with full assurance of faith. Full and overflowing. I'm delirious in believing you, Lord Jesus. This is so real, it's the only thing I'm seeing anymore. I'm walking in the heavens. Hallelujah. I'm seated in the heavens. Hallelujah. My citizenship is in heaven. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. All right. Well, then another wonderful meaning of this word stand is to stand in its place. See, by faith, brothers and sisters, and truly the most holy faith, God wants us to stand as His readied wife. Amen. All men be saved and come to a full, complete, intimate knowledge of the truth. And who is the truth? Jesus Christ. He wants you to know Him intimately. He wants you to abide intimately for Him. Readying to see Him, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. There's a lot of God willing potential marriages coming up here in this church. And it's precious to see how excited these ones are to join their spouse, to depart and to dwell together. There's a yearning. All these ones that have cared and loved for them all their lives, like we said on Sunday, I appreciate all you've done, but I got to go to my first love. I can't wait anymore. I'm sick of love. I'm lovesick. Every waking moment, I'm thinking of being with my love. Hallelujah. All right, but to stand in its place, awaiting the crowning moment, at attention is the bride. As we've rejoiced many times now, I think about that Jewish custom, how that groom would come at any time at night to catch his bride away. And so those brides, they got pretty smart and they decided to sleep with their clothes on. They didn't want to wait. They didn't want to delay. They wanted to be ready to go now. Praise the Lord. And Rebecca was sure ready to go now, wasn't she? I shared with you, I even got a glimpse that Eliezer may have went in there to the tent to do something, maybe even to go find her. Where is she? Well, she's already sitting on the camel ready to go. Those friends, that family, they tried to keep her back. They tried to say, hey, can't we just enjoy you just a little bit longer? Just like those that were looking for the Shulamite. Where is she gone? She's gone away. Praise the Lord. But that's the heart of this one. This is that readied wife, that one that is standing and taking that place, brothers and sisters. But see, without a vision, the people perish. Without a vision of this, and with this truth that we're going to talk about tonight, girdled about us, wrapped about us, you'll never see this. It'll be something that, well, I heard about it, I thought about it. No, the question is are you in love with it? Are you in love with me? Because Jesus says, I'm sure in love with you. But I'm looking for a full, mature lover. Oh, I got a little sister, the Shulamite said, but she's not ready for marriage. She's not grown. She's not developed. Oh, she could be a lot of fun. We could have a lot of fun games with and things of that nature, but she's not ready for marriage. She's not fruitful. We'll get to that here in a minute. But it's so wonderful to know that she is readied. She is at attention with a crown in hand, ready for Him to place it on her head, to take the throne together, to rule and to reign jointly with Him in wedlock divine. So I think of that and I say, are we ready to take on the armor? Praise God, are we ready to glory in that? As I was thinking about this day before yesterday, the Lord just, it was like, Lord, I'm going to need a glorified body like unto your own very soon, because this is just beyond everything. And praise God, it is coming. So now I recognize my standing in Christ. We understand, as we've went through Ephesians here, the purpose, the plan, the provision, the power. And praise be to God, this armor, piece by piece, is going to be taken by faith. It's never changed, brothers and sisters. It never has. The promises of God are all apprehended and applied one way, and that is by faith. By faith. And the reverse of that is true. The promises of God are missed in our lives when we squander through unbelief. It's time to believe the Lord. And it's time to believe the Lord for you. Not just that we come together and all of these different things and we come to church, but that this message is for you. That's how intimate this lover is. That's how personal Jesus Christ is. He's calling for you. He's looking for you. And praise God, He's got a wonderful wooing to each and every one of us if we'll just listen to it. All right. Now, there's no coincidence, as we're going to see here, in this whole armor of God and how it's put on. Without each successive piece placed in its proper order and place, we'll never endure the hardness as a good soldier to win Jesus Christ. See, lots of times we might try to put this on and take this piece and put it on. It's not going to happen that way. It's in His time. It's in His order. And God says to take it now to win my son. And at the very start of it all, we're reading tonight, having your loins girt about with truth. Here it is, brothers and sisters, the truth, the Word of God. And it's everything to us when it boils right down to it, and we don't even have to go there. Thank you, Jesus. It's everything to us. And you know what? In the ages to come, it's never going to change. It's everything to us. Hallelujah. And I told you about a week ago Friday, I thought, Lord, I'm holding in my hand the only thing that's ever going to be. It says in the Word of God that heaven and earth is going to pass away, but the Word of God shall remain forever. It endureth forever. And I just sit there and I think, and I say, have you ever just, often the Lord has me do just to touch, not this physical book, I'm touching the very face, the very hands, the very heart of God. John had no one-upmanship on us, brothers and sisters. He may have leaned his head upon his breast. But there's an intimacy going on. I got to stop. Oh, gosh, of what God is bringing us into. Hallelujah. You think about this, brothers and sisters, how infinite this Word is. And as I mentioned to you, to think that in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness, it's this. And the depths that we see and how great and how immense and incredible it is. We're going to have a body like unto His own glorious body. I'm going to have a mind like unto His own glorious mind. And it's still going to take all the eternities to come, and it will never exhaust this. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. All right. Now, I'm in awe, I guess, just kind of sitting here thinking, my goodness, we can rejoice in the forever. But it says, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's the Word of God. And that is His will, that is command, that is His instruction to all and for every life. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's the truth, the Word full of grace and truth. And first off, to finally prepare for the coming of the bridegroom, it says here, having your loins girt about with truth. And notice that word, having. This isn't for some time down the road. This isn't something that, you know, it's here and there. It's now. This is the message of be ready. This is the message of at attention now. This isn't something that can be put off. There's an urgency here, brothers and sisters. There is. He's coming. And He's coming for you. Praise the Lord. If we'll be attentive to that call, and it's there for you, I'm coming. So He says, have it. Have it. This isn't a process. This isn't something about thinking that you're going to do. Just go for it. Praise God. It's right there. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Praise be to God. So let's go ahead and examine some of these, some of this readied state with this word loins. The word loins means reins, guidance, instruction. And I was thinking about this. Do we really have complete confidence in God in His readying ability? Do you see how that self-righteousness sometimes creeps in? We start thinking and planning it out how we're going to be ready for God. And He said so clearly, love my appearing. Love me. Love me. You know, do we go out and marry somebody just because they could plan a good wedding? Huh? Wouldn't that be a nuts? You marry somebody because you love them. You marry somebody because they love you. You know it. You have confidence in it. Praise God, you have confidence in that person. And why do you have confidence in that person? Because they love you. Now, how much more your Father? He can't help but love you. If you've accepted Christ Jesus as Savior, you have the very life of His Son. You are now the Son of God. Praise His name. He loves you. He absolutely loves you. And you know what? You can trust God. You can trust God for everything. You can trust Him for the heartache. You can trust Him for the sorrow. You can trust Him for the pain. You can trust Him for the sickness. Why haven't you said anything else? Well, those are the easy ones to trust Him for. You just need to trust Him when He told you that's the greatest increase of your life is when you're pressed out of measure. That's the greatest increase of your life is when I buffet you so that you won't be magnified, so that you won't glory in your own flesh. I want to marry you, and the only way I can marry you is to be found in my righteousness. I want you clothed in it. I want you to decrease so much that the increase of me, I've found my perfect mate. Oh my goodness. All right. So do we really have complete confidence in Him when He tells us something like that? That we wouldn't doubt Him when He says, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That we wouldn't doubt Him when He says that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. Amen? Amen. You're not in a trial that God hasn't already given you the victory in Him. Praise be to God. This is a wonderful time to rejoice in Him. You know the truth. You have the truth. Now by the grace of God and the Spirit, live the truth. Be bold in the Lord. Hallelujah. In the power of His might. It's time to arise and put on the whole armor of God. Now, brothers and sisters, this is the anointing of the truth over the loins. The loins speak of this part of the body. This, oftentimes it's called the strength of the body. A brother encouraged my heart the other day at lunch. Sometimes it's speaking of strength, but I was thinking, if we're ever to be strong and powerful, it's always going to be and only going to be in the Lord. So let me tell you something, that strength in our loins better be the Lord. Grateful to God for that. He gives us the thought that the loins are of the mind. The Word of God tells us, acknowledge Him in all thy ways, and He shall direct thy paths. Lean not unto your own understanding. It's time to acknowledge Him, brothers and sisters. Look to Him. Let Him take the reins of your life. But I'm telling you, I think maybe the most special meaning, and I'd appreciate how Brother Hill would bring this out, it's the fertile area. It is. This is where the fruit is produced. The children that we have. Hallelujah. All the fruit in mankind comes from these loins. And how fruitful God wants us to be. His desire is that we would go and be very fruitful. To produce much fruit. To have it working through us through the fruit of the Spirit. But you see, without truth, brothers and sisters, that's not going to happen. And without the Word of God or the truth rightfully divided in our lives, it's impossible to bring forth the good fruit. It is. You see, this soldier already, because he's, again, speaking to these saints at Ephesus. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. They have the ability to be led into all truth. We know that. So this armor, as every other piece, is to protect that fully matured warrior, to grow him up. The faithful saint is a vessel prepared for the usefulness of the husband. Amen? Amen. A vessel prepared for the usefulness of a husband. Now stay with me on this. And the greatest service back then, truly, back in that time, talking about in the Old Testament and all, that a wife could ever be to her husband was to bear children. The inheritance was coming through her. Think about this now. He's taking you somewhere if you let him go. Now you see how important the wife is to Christ. Without a Sarah, there would never be an Isaac. Without a Rebecca, there would never be a Jacob. And I pray we get a glimpse in our hearts with what we are to Christ and how He needs us, brothers and sisters. That what we are in His Word, that we truly are being offered a place to complete Him, to bring forth and bear the very inheritance of God. To bring forth and bear the very inheritance of God. You're His inheritance. He has everything invested in you. And He's asking you to mature in it, to be fruitful in it. And I sit here and I think, Lord, this is just beyond imagination. It's beyond anything I could ever ask or think. And then right there I know it's God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Why wouldn't we want to know this word? When He tells us things like that, when He offers us to come in and to sup with Him in that type of intimacy, and yet we put it off. We think that there's something more pressing. Let Him speak to you tonight. Let Him take you to another level. Hallelujah. Let Him lay on another garment of righteousness, the righteousness of saints. Praise His name. All right. Now, she's quite a something, and she's so important to Him. But now think about this. That word "gird about," it's such another special thought. And I was thinking like, well, no duh. Is there any thought from God that's not special? As I was sitting there. But "gird about" means to equip for war. This girdle of truth, and we've heard this many times, was the first thing that was put on. All of the other pieces of the armor were part of that girdle. Whether it was the breastplate, whether it was how the shield would sit on there. Without this truth, brothers and sisters, we cannot be a warrior. It won't happen. We can think that we're believing. We can pretend that we're believing. We're going to try to pick up the shield of faith. It's not going to happen without the truth. You need to know the plan of God. You need to study the Word of God. You need to be taught the Word of God. We need to come into Bible studies. We need to get ourselves into Sunday school. The much the more as we see that day approaching, gathering with the saints and having the ministering of the saints be shed abroad in our lives. And that's the love of God. I want to grow up into Him in all things. That's what He desires. Hallelujah. And that's what God has brought us into. But this is such a personal thing, brothers and sisters. It's something that only God can do. This isn't something that we could force. But all of these pieces coming together equip us for war. We understand that the crown is too precious to let go of. And by faith we stand to fight the good fight. By faith we stand to keep the faith. And then by faith we stand to finish the course of faith and to hold fast the crown of righteousness. Now, a lot of folks sometimes get a little confused with that. They say, well, brother, I thought you said that we are already righteous and holy. Well, the Word of God tells you that. Yes, you are. But the crown of righteousness, as Brother Paul said, not unto me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. And that crown of righteousness means an exalted rank of righteousness. It's allowing that righteousness to grow you up in Christ, to be clothed with the garments of righteousness, the righteousness of saints. Oh my goodness. Clothed in the finest of linen. As a sister encouraged my heart the other day as well, the lampros light. This is a light so bright, a light so clear that it is transparent. Brings me back to the thought of Brother Hill and his Cenicere, clear to the light. So transparent you see right through her, and all you can see is the glory of God. Sometimes I walk in here and it's funny, I smile with the Lord and I said, well, I think I see the four living ones coming on over there. And there's the four living ones coming over there and over there and over there. So Christ-like, just like His Gospels. Hallelujah. Oh, to rejoice in the plan that He's unfolding before us, brothers and sisters. But you know what? It even gets better. It always does in the Lord. And girt does as well too. Girt about means to completely surround. It means to encompass. Now, it's so awesome to know that He is set before us and behind us. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for that. There is not a chink in that armor. There is not one gap. There is not one weakness. It's perfect in its keeping, brothers and sisters. Always know that. But oh my, as with everything with Him, I believe that there is more depth in this. Kind of going to go back to Jewish weddings as well too. When these two come together in their customs, they used to think, some of them would report, that only the woman would walk around the groom. But the groom also circles the woman as well, his bride. And he circles her in that wedding 7 times. That perfect completion, hallelujah, that spiritual perfection. Can you see the Lord circling His bride right now, just as that king circled Esther, looking at her, ravished, as he walks around her saying, oh, that's my masterpiece. That's my masterpiece of grace and grace alone. She's my workmanship, encircling her to show that I've possessed you. You're mine. And I'm so thankful in heaven. And even now, she walks around him as well too, doesn't she? She encompasses him. I think about those 24 elders. They're around about the throne, but she's in the midst of the throne. But she's also in the midst, round about, in the presence and before, everywhere with him. Hallelujah. Our groom, brothers and sisters, is in that wedding dance circling her right now. And praise be to God, the truth is what has us to enter into His very best. The truth, brothers and sisters, when it grows in our life, it encompasses and possesses and conquers in love, and we become a surrendered vessel to the Lord. We become sick of love. We're lovesick for Him. It's almost, sometimes I feel like I'm not even here anymore. How about you? Walking in glory. I think I've mentioned with a few praying as of late. Up here, even on a Friday night. I've never been so enamored with the face of my Jesus. Holding Him. Hallelujah. Whether or not I was there in the spirit or in body, I know not. I'm so grateful. Almost there. And see, He's doing these things for us to pay attention to this. This isn't just a moment, a miracle, a feeling. This is our living, it's our life. In the heavens in Christ. In the heavenlies. God help us to tend upon the things of the Lord without distraction. To sit at His feet and to look into His wondrous face. And to have Him say to you, don't you listen to those so-called friends. Don't you listen to that old world out there. You, by grace, have chosen the better part. Come unto me without the camp. Go unto him without the camp. Make that move. It'll be the best move you'll ever make. It'll be the move that'll satisfy your heart like nothing else. It'll be the move that'll take a joy unspeakable and full of glory, and it will shed it abroad in your heart. It'll be a move that'll bring you the rest of God as He rested in His Son. And He took peace and confidence that it was all in Him. Praise God, we're resting in Him like that. This whole world can rush on by. It doesn't matter. Lord, it's You today. And if this is the job or the job that I don't have today, I'm going to rejoice in this day. And again I say rejoice. You've placed me here. Lord, I have a body that feels good today. I rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Lord, You give me a body that's hurting like nobody's business today. I rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Not because of something that I'm repeating here. Not because it was something that brother so-and-so said. It's because it's the Spirit that's starting to speak through my heart. I'm in love with You, Lord. I'm trusting You completely. Yea, though He slay me, will I trust Him. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will trust Him. Yea, though they have dug a pit for me to fall in, I will trust Him. But it's never going to happen unless our loins are girt about with truth, brothers and sisters. Encompassed. I think I see some desire out there. Hallelujah. How could we not? How could we not want to wrap up in this Word and meditate on His thoughts, which are more numerous than the sands of the sea and the stars of the heavens toward me? Oh, I'm loved. Oh, You're loved. You have a lover of Your soul that, I'm telling you, each and every one of us have not thought about Him near enough. We haven't meditated on Him near enough. We haven't surrendered at His feet near enough. To just lay in His arms and to look at Him and to praise Him. Amen. How could I think of anything but You? Oh, this myrrh that You gave me. Praise God, but I don't want to get my eyes off You. I understand this is just drawing me more to You. Oh, there's great buffeting going on in this meeting, brothers and sisters. The Lord gave me a joy unspeakable and full of glory for You and for me. Oh, we're being made weak in the way. He's showing Himself strong. He's carrying me right through this race. I'm looking into His eyes and I'm joyous. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes. He's possessed her. Has He possessed you? I am My beloved's. And His desire is toward me. Let's go ahead and stand and praise Him. I think that's a good thing to do. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah, dear God. Hallelujah, dear God. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Praise Your name. Glory to God in the highest.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God. Thank you for your truth. Thank you that it blankets your people. Oh, hallelujah, the comfort that we find in God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Yes, 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 Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Now we're thanking you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. Lord, we thank you for this stirring tonight, God. Thank you that you are. You're cutting to the quick of our heart, Lord Jesus. God, you're causing people to respond to you, Lord. We're caused to say, Lord, I will go, I will go, I will go. I will not delay any longer. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm going to leave it behind. Not because of anything of me, but because I'm drawing unto you. Lord, you're causing me to float in the air to you. Hallelujah. The weights are just dropping off. Hallelujah. God, let us see that in you. Let us see that all-sufficient grace tonight, Lord Jesus. Give your people this vision. Give your people this vision to win you. To win you, my love. Hallelujah. And let us go singing tonight and praising the Lord. And thank you, Lord, that we worship you in spirit and in truth. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.